the money falling
for. Am I the a-hole for asking my son to get a paternity test? My son, 18, has found out one of his ex-girlfriends, not one of them, is 8 months pregnant. He knew nothing of the sort of her being pregnant until now, and now he's just expected to accept everything, no questions asked. My daughter, 20, is good friends with this girl and knew about her pregnancy, but said nothing to us because our friend asked her not to. My son was head over heels for this lady, but she ended up breaking his heart by cheating on him and was very needy and manipulative. He spent a lot of money on her because she would ask for gifts my son couldn't even afford and convinced him to use one of my credit cards to achieve it. Oh my Lord. Oh, she's a scammer. My daughter, who isn't currently living with us and is actually rooming with her by her college, is also being manipulated by her and thinks she only does good. Okay, yeah, because she spelled that wrong. I'm trying not to point out y'all misspellings, but it's so hard. No shade. And doesn't believe that she's convinced her brother to use my credit or that she even cheated. Oh, this girl is a manipulates her. Ooh. When I see her there at my door, visibly pregnant, I know she's going to say that it was my son who was the father of her child and immediately said that my son will not be putting in any money or time until there is a paternity test proving that he is my son's child. My son backed up and agreed. My daughter was horrified by my comment and accused me of encouraging him to be a deadbeat father and was upset I didn't even give them a chance to explain themselves. My son's ex started crying, saying, "You always assume the worst of me," and she went 8 months of pregnancy alone, and the least we could do is ensure that she's taking care for the bereavement of his child. No, that's a scam, because you signed a birth certificate, I can talk today. That's your child, legally. Don't do it. It's a scam. I do agree that if this is his child, we're going to assure mom is doing well and assure that the baby's doing well. But I don't want my son to be involved with her only to get his heart broken again and only to find out that child isn't his. Because then let him, by the time he find out, he already done fell in love with the child. Don't want to raise it anyway. Don't do it. It's a trap. She's a scammer. She's already scammed. Okay, a quick update. My daughter and I spoke on the phone. I explained to her that if the baby is his, the text will only lock in his responsibility for the baby and that there is no way I would ever encourage my son to abandon any of my grandbabies. My daughter finally agreed that the test would be beneficial and told me she'd call me back later. I ended up getting a text back instead of a call asking if they could come back over to talk, which I agreed to. Oh my God, no. But when they came over, my son's ex admitted to not knowing who the father was and that she's been in a relationship with multiple guys, which is why she took so long telling my son. Because she was trying to figure out who the father of her child was. But now she's certain it's my son. She agrees to do the paternity test as soon as we are able to do it on the condition I pay for it. One other thing I found out is that my daughter and my son's ex have developed a romantic relationship. What? She's... Okay. Wow, she's a girl. She needs a book. Which is beyond shocking to me. It's shocking to me too, sir. I'm shocked. I'm speechless. I mean, it explains why she's been sticking up for my son's ex as much as she has been doing, but it's just not something I thought my daughter would ever do. I mean, that's her brother's ex. Yeah, that is kind of messed up. Someone who broke his heart, just not something I can understand. I will always love my daughter, but it hurts me seeing my son feeling really hurt by the whole situation. Yeah, I bet. And imagine that's his kid. Oh, my God. And they get married and they raise that baby. Oh, my God. I mean, that also probably, well, I was going to say, that'll probably actually work out for him. Because then he can start over with a new family, technically. Because you know the lesbians love to take care of the kids. We love the les. You know the gays, okay? Shout out to the gays. But yeah, that's crazy. Wow. Y'all speeches too. You're not the a-hole, but good luck to everybody. Really. When the money falls, it falls. Am I the a-hole for telling my sister I would no longer give her my breast milk? I had a stillborn 5 weeks ago. My sister gave birth to a healthy baby boy 4 weeks ago. After my stillbirth, I was producing milk and pumping, and my sister can breastfeed after her son was born. Formula shortage was awful, and I was literally throwing my milk away, so I offered it to my sister, and she gladly accepted. I was advised by the doctors to pump for 3 weeks after the stillbirth to prevent problems for me, and then stop. Otherwise, I'd just keep producing milk. Due to the formula shortage, I have been pumping milk for 5 weeks now to give it to my sister. Now that there is more formula in stock and she has been able to go buy it, I told her I'll stop pumping. She told me her son has stomach problems after this formula and asked me to keep pumping. I told her I emotionally cannot handle it any longer, which is understandable. She said I am being selfish and she already has to feed her son by bottle because she at first suggested I just nurse him for his daily feedings, at least, because we live next door. I refuse. I told her I'm sorry and I can pump for a few more days so she can put some in the freezer and have some backed up until she finds a better formula for her son. But she said breast milk is healthiest and I should just help her out. She called me a selfish a-hole and said that I am the embodiment of Misery Love Company. My mother feels I should help my own sister out. My husband says my sister is way out of line. I feel really awful because I could still help her, but yeah. I was triggered reading this, honestly. I like literally could not even believe she's saying this to you. Because, you know, like, that's so wild. You know, you're not the a-hole, and that's just she. Because I can't imagine the trauma of that. So, I would definitely, I don't know, that sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. I don't know about sis, fam. I don't know about her.